For our final week on Hobart Hit Brekkie, don't worry, we are back this weekend, 7 to 9 nationally around the country. And when we come back from a little break as well, we're going to be on the station again, 9 to 11pm every single night around the country, guys.
Take a breath.
Yeah, take a breath.
So,
got to make sure I get it all out, guys.
Man, that's why people haven't understood that we're still here. It's like, hey, it's our final week on Hobart Brekkie. Mm. But we're still on the weekend, 7 to 9, Saturday, Sunday. You can get us then, but also late nights, you can get us 9 to 11 all around the country.
Surely,
so we're still here.
I've said it 400 times. You know
mate,
what I mean?
People still go, I love the ABC game. And we've played Alpha Bucks for 5 years.
Yeah, so is that right?
Yes, we're still on this station. We are not leaving.
What we are doing, though,
I'm not leaving!
We are reliving our last 5 years on Hobart Hit Radio. We're up to 2020, guys. 2020. Big year. A little thing called COVID happened in 2020. So let's look back and see.
Sorry, have you heard this?
I've heard the start of it.
Okay. No, right. It's just been a lot of tears the last couple of days.
Yeah, so. I'm really hoping I don't cry today. I've cried the last three shows.
Mm. Well, maybe, I mean, it goes for 10 minutes, so maybe don't listen to it.
No, I want to listen.
Well, then you'll be prepared to potentially cry. Here's what happened on the Jivvy and Ash show in 2020.
2020. Well, we won't forget what happened this year.
The World Health Organization has declared coronavirus a global pandemic.
We now have a confirmed case of the 2019 novel coronavirus in Victoria, the first case in Australia.
Life is going to continue to change. This is a once in a 100-year type event.
So it was up to Jimmy and Nate to reshape radio content in Hobart amidst lockdowns, closed businesses and pandemic life. One of those ways was as simple as providing a lift of the vibe.
Alicia, is there a vibe lifter that we can get on for you today?
Oh, look, as a very avid Britney fan of over 20 years, it has to be Oops, I Did It Again.
Yeah, little birdies told us, did you do some sort of lip syncing to Britney Spears?
I was selected after popping a video on the socials to be one of 8 finalists in a lip sync battle, and I did 2 Britney songs. I did come second, but that's okay.
When all this isolation stuff's done and we can go back to normal, any chance, Alicia, you want to do a little performance in Hobart?
Depends how much you can bribe me.
All right, how about I bribe you by playing your song?
In this new pandemic life, Hobart couldn't leave their houses. And while Jimmy and Nate were forced to do their show from home, they still found a way we could all share a meal. Well, a digital meal in their online dining Zoom. I bet they're annoyed they didn't think of that name 2 years ago.
Sammy!
Hey boys, how you going?
Sam, mate, we need to ask you, have you been missing being able to go out to restaurants, out to bars and stuff to hang out with your mates?
No, I certainly have. Like it's an important thing to do, especially obviously when we work all week. It's just about to go out, at least with your mate or your wife, to go out to a restaurant. It's obviously pretty tough, but yeah, it's good that you guys are doing this tonight and, yeah, looking forward to it.
Well, here's the thing. So you've entered online at hit.com.au. We thank everybody who has entered. Just looking at your party trick here, it says Sam under party trick enjoys a red wine. Well, we know that. And has a French bulldog. So
yeah.
Will your bulldog be making an appearance at our isomating Zoom dinner tonight?
She'll be there tonight. We'll think about dressing her up, but we just need to find an outfit for her now. So, yeah, she'll be there and... yeah, she'll have a bit of dinner on the table as well, and she might even have a little sipper as well.
Love
straight
it,
out of the dog bowl.
Baby, how you feeling?
Businesses were struggling. Staff were losing hours. Local Hobart business had to reinvent themselves just to stay open. So Jimmy and Nate created a concept to make sure Hobart knew who was still open and how they could support local business on the air.
Which one of these Bow Buddies is taking home $1,000 worth of free advertising?
Lincoln from Thomas Davy Takeaway.
Lincoln, welcome.
Hey guys, how we going?
Mate, going all right. Congratulations, $1,000 worth of free advertising, buddy. How do you feel?
Oh, mate. I'm stoked. Unbelievable, actually. I'm, Rail's standing behind me. She's cooking donuts and cheering, and I'm trying to do a cappuccino for someone and talking to the first time it's happened on radio. But
how much does this mean to the business? Of course, times are a little bit tough for a lot of businesses, you included at the moment. How much does $1,000 worth of free advertising mean to you?
Look, it's massive. It's massive. And, I mean, in all seriousness, it's something that we obviously weren't expecting, and every bit counts at the minute. And I know how much advertising helps the business, and to receive $1,000 through Austereo, you guys, couldn't think of any better way, besides the budgie smugglers from last week, any other way to start my weekend off.
Yeah, awesome. Well, Link, I'm glad you said it, mate, because you got your Jimmy Nath budgie smugglers off us last week. Some people say they're worth $1,000, so I don't know if you should get the advertising on top of that. It's just unfair.
He's a couple of grand in 2 weeks. Pretty good boys.
Spending 6 weeks in their lounge room doing the show meant Jimmy and Nath had to keep themselves entertained. And what better way to do so than by learning a new skill? Well, trying to.
So I'm going to play a little bit of a song.
Okay.
And I want, if you can guess what song this is correctly, I will teach you, to try and teach you a little bit of guitar this weekend.
Okay.
Because we've got 4 days.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm so excited. All right, so I've got to get what the song is just from, it's only 1 second, so it's like a tiny little riff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's Matchbox 20.
What song?
3 a.m.
It's Matchbox 23. You think you'd be... Yeah.
Wow, you've been matchboxing at home.
I can play that on the guitar.
All right, so do you want me to try it? I've given myself four days.
Can we just start with... I mean, I'm probably biting off more than I can chew. I was going to say just Matchbox songs, but it's probably going to be just one song.
Yeah, songs.
Okay.
Unfortunately, however, it wasn't all smooth sailing on Nate's journey to become a guitar shredder. Apparently, they ran into some obstacles along the way that delayed his big performance.
Hello, Mum. How are you?
I love Nath, Kath. You know that. And I love you, and I love your partner, Big Mickey. Is it maybe the fat fingers that Mick's passed down to Nath?
Yeah, it's a genetic thing.
What about Poppy? Poppy's got fat fingers too. Poppy could never play guitar.
No, he can play the spoons.
He can play the spoons.
There you go, big fella.
And you love a spoon?
Yeah, I do. I love it. As long as it's in the end of an ice cream tub, I love it.
Why on earth would a physiotherapist, a doctor of the body, why would you be calling the show at 6:46 on a Wednesday?
I was just calling in to my two bobs on whether Nate should be playing. Sounds like he might have an anatomical variant that would cause him to have poor fine motor skills and also decreased dexterity in his fingers. I think he may need more leniency here, and I'm thinking pushing this back at least another couple of days.
The boss man. Sweet chill, you there?
Yeah, hey boys, how are you?
Yeah,
hey,
good. I was just about to play 3 a.m.
Live on a guitar?
Yeah, live on the guitar.
Nah, I'm sorry, you can't do that. I've had a note from APRA, they're the performing rights people. Apparently there's a lot of legal implications with people performing live songs. You know, with the COVID stuff, everybody's doing a live performance. They need to sort things out, so they've asked us not to have any live performances on air today.
You're kidding. Phil, I've been practicing
Phil.
This.
He hasn't practiced at all.
Phil,
I want to know about this.
Phil, I've been practicing for hours. I was ready. The boss man, Jim. It's the boss. Phil, have they said when they might lift this restriction, if ever?
They're having meetings today, so...
Eventually, after way longer than planned, it was performance day. After weeks of alleged practice and coaching from Jimmy, Nath would take to the stage for his big rendition of Matchbox 20's 3 a.m.
Said it's cold outside, and you hand me a raincoat. Funny. Well, okay, all right. Here's the thing. You're the teacher, and that's all you've taught me. You taught me the chords.
Round of applause.
Round of applause. Yeah. Okay, you're right.
Well, you did. But, I asked you to perform Matchbox 20, and you gave me
sure. This is what's happened. What have you taught me?
Not much, apparently.
You've taught me the three chords. What did I play? The three chords. You didn't teach me how to strum.
You didn't practice.
You didn't make me practice. You didn't teach me how to strum. You didn't teach me how to sing. You taught me was D, G, and whatever the other stupid bloody chords
you
called.
I tried to teach you. You didn't
try. You didn't try hard enough.
I've been told to inform everyone to please stop reaching out and trying to book Nate for festivals and gigs for live performances. as he has officially hung up the guitar for the time being. After receiving this feedback from Rob Thomas.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, overall, it's but... But I appreciate the effort. Like, yeah. The idea that, you know, the effort is so appreciated.
Yeah.
You know, it's out there. And I've sounded worse.
The news was horrible in 2020, wherever you looked. So Jimmy and Nate wanted to remind Hobart that they would find the good stories and make sure they were given just as much attention. After all, everyone deserves a hit of happiness.
And Nath, please get the round applause ready because we are joined on the phone now by Sam from Austin's Ferry.
Hey, Sam.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Sam. Now, Sam, your kids, they've also been drawing chalk messages on the pavement?
Yes, so because we live in a cul-de-sac, we're very fortunate, and it's a lovely, smooth road.
Mm.
So the children just decorate the whole street with chalk and different messages each day.
Uh-huh.
And then yesterday afternoon on our afternoon walk, a neighbour about 10 houses down stopped us in the street. Social distancing.
Yep.
And said, wait, I've got something for you, and gave us a huge bucket of chalk so that we could keep decorating the street because it made him smile when he saw the children's drawings.
Oh, Sam! I love this segment!
2020, a year most would probably like to forget, but one we made it through together. Jimmy and Nate love Hobart, and Hobart, you love them right back. Play us out, Nate.
Said it's cold outside.
Okay, maybe we should forget some things.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.